A few halachot of the 9 days. So, on the 9 days, we, just like the 3 weeks, we don't shave. But on the 9 days, we don't take showers freely. If a person feels dirty, so he may cleanse himself. We don't use warm water. We use water that's a little bit less warm than we'd enjoy. And we just stay in the shower long enough to get clean. If a person could go 2 days without a shower, without being uncomfortable, so that's okay. 3 days, that's also okay. Each person has their sensitivity. Different people in different climates sweat different amounts. But when a person is uncomfortable, then he's not showering for the pleasure. He's showering to get clean. And then he could shower with the conditions we said earlier. We do not use freshly laundered clothing, which means that before the 9 days, we should wear our clothing to the point where they're not fresh. How long does it take for clothing to be not fresh? Well, in this heat, that could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You wear the garments to the point where they're no longer fresh. So all the shirts you're going to wear in the 9 days, you try to put them on now for 5-10 minutes at a time, each shirt that you're going to wear. So people sometimes say, I'll take my freshly laundered shirt, I'll throw it on the ground, I'll step on it a few times, and then I'll wear it, and it's no longer freshly laundered. That's not really the right idea. You're supposed to prepare it in advance. What about Shabbos? Am I allowed to wear Shabbos clothes? So technically, what it says in the Ramah, for us Ashkenazim, is that we do not wear Shabbos clothes. Next Shabbos, not this Shabbos, next Shabbos, when it's already the 9 days. But that hasn't been our custom. Our custom is that we do wear Shabbos clothes, even on Shabbat Chazon. What happens if you're invited to Bris this week, during the 9 days? Do you wear Shabbos clothes for the Bris? So, ordinarily, we said we don't wear Shabbos clothes, we don't wear freshly laundered clothes. And for a Bris, we wouldn't wear Shabbos clothes. Except the father of the child, the sandok. What about the immediate relatives, the uncles, the grandparents? So that depends on the custom. I think most people do wear Shabbos clothes when it's their immediate relative. There are two different customs about whether you do or don't. Are we allowed to get engaged during the 9 days? So our engagement doesn't have that much halachic validity. It's not the erusin of the halacha of the shas. Our erusin is really just an agreement that we will get engaged and married. Engagement by halachic standards happens at the chuppah. That's what we call engagement today is not what the halacha calls erusin. Now, the halacha was super concerned that you might lose the girl of your dreams. So that's why the halacha says you could do what we call engagement today, even on Tisha B'Av. Just to ensure you don't lose her. Someone else shouldn't get engaged to her. So that's permissible. If you're going to do an engagement during the 9 days, you're not allowed to have a party, you're not allowed to play music or have a meal, but if you want to give out a few rugelach and drinks, that's okay. We do not fix our houses. We do not do painting additions and all that during the 9 days. Very often a person needs that extension, or a person already hired someone to paint or needs that paint job done. So then one could do it during the 9 days. We're relatively lenient with these things, but if it's possible to delay it till after the 9 days, that's the correct thing. If a person has a leak in his home, there's water dripping in and he wants to fix it. So he's not doing it for the pleasure of having the fix. He needs the fix. It's going to harm him if he doesn't, so that's okay. Even if the guy who's fixing it will come and paint over where the leak began. So technically you got a paint job out of it. But you didn't do it for the paint job. You did it for fixing the leak. We do not buy new clothing during the 9 days. We do not wear new clothing during the 9 days. What would happen if a person's getting married after the 9 days? Can they buy clothing for their wedding during the 9 days? That's a machloket. If possible, we delay the purchase. But if not, then being that it's for the sake of a mitzvah, you're getting married, so that's permissible. Can one cut one's nails during the 9 days? So the answer is yes, you could cut your nails during the 9 days. What happens if your children soil their clothing? Children are in the process of being toilet trained, or they're regular children, they get themselves dirty. So then we say that you can clean their clothing during the 9 days, assuming you don't have enough clothing for 9 days as the kids get dirty, so you could clean their clothing. What happens if the kids get you dirty? So you're allowed to clean off the dirt that they get you dirty. What about if they get you really dirty, where you have to launder the clothing? You know, child vomits or things like that. So then if you have other clothing, so you wrap that up and wait till after the 9 days, assuming it won't get destroyed in that time. If you do not have enough clothing to change, so then you could take those clothing and clean them because you don't have anything else. That's all true the week before Tisha B'Av. The week of Tisha B'Av, we are more stringent and you'd have to ask a shayla. Meaning the 9 days prior to the week of Tisha B'Av, we are slightly more lenient, as we just mentioned. In the week of Tisha B'Av, so there one would have to ask a shayla. If you have a situation where it's permissible for you to launder the clothing, for example, your child soiled his bedding, and now you're going to clean his pajamas, and you're going to clean his bedding so he has what to sleep on tomorrow night, right? You cannot hang out those sheets to dry, because when your neighbors see sheets hanging out to dry, they don't know why you're allowed to launder during the 9 days. So that's what we call marisayin. You can't do something that to the naked eye seems like you're doing a sin. It seems like you're doing something wrong. When your neighbor sees you hanging out your sheets, what they see is, oh, this guy does his laundry during the 9 days. I guess he doesn't know you're not supposed to wash your sheets and your tablecloths during the 9 days. So you'd have to dry them up and hang them up inside or use a dryer. Children's clothing, well, everyone sees it's children's clothing, so they should know that children's clothing you could wash, because children tend to soil their clothing, and most people don't have enough for 9 days. Yeah?
I understand what I was reading last night, you said underwear, socks, undershirts, you can wash those during the 9 days. They're not.
I'm unaware of that. You can change them. No, to wash them?
Yeah, underwear, socks, you're allowed to, they're not considered clothing.
Well, I
could say that underwear and socks and stuff like that, they get filled with sweat. So if a person doesn't have enough for 9 days, so then people will get all kinds of fungus and stuff if they don't wash them. So for help needs, it's no different than this, because you need to clean it, so it should be clean. I would think to hang it up inside, because most people don't wash their underwear and socks. Technically, Chazal didn't want us to be busy with things that would distract us from the morning of the 9 days. And the 9 days were supposed to be in a certain somber state, where we realize we're in a period, bad things happened in our history, and we're not supposed to take our mind off of that. So Chazal didn't want us to be busy even doing laundry. It's an interesting chumrah. They didn't want us to be too busy with our stocks and bonds either. Chazal said, minimize your business transactions during the 9 days, if possible. Lately, up until this century, so people were so poor that they couldn't afford to take off 9 days from their businesses. Today, I don't know. But up until this century, people had a legitimate claim that they couldn't afford to minimize their business for 9 days. I don't know if we could say that today. Right after the 9 days, people go off on their 2-week vacations. It's a little hard to say, I couldn't minimize my business. It's legitimate that people take vacation, but I don't know if it's legitimate that we don't minimize our business. LMI, that today, if we'd minimize our business, people wouldn't sit there doing tshuva and thinking about how to improve themselves. They'd sit on the internet and do shtuyot, so they're better off doing work. So, okay, and that's today. That's already the custom. Yeah?
We're preparing the laundry, so if there's like some things, some people say that if you throw the clothes on the floor and you walk all over them, then that's your preparing.
Yes, I don't think so.
What do you consider?
One should wear the clothing for 5 to 10 minutes before the 9 days, to the point where they're not fresh.
Also, the minimizing business. Does that mean if someone goes to work, like if they go to work for you, like they should try to take a half day, or they should?
No, today we don't do that.
Slack a little bit off, or like,
no, we don't minimize our work today. That technically that is quoted in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch, but we have other interpretations to what the Gemara meant, and so today, Lemaisa, we don't do it. We don't drink wine during the 9 days. On Shabbos, we do. At a Sudas Mitzvah, we do. What about beer or liquor? So that wasn't prohibited. The Talmud says there was a city, I think we quoted the story last week, that they were very stringent towards the 9 days. After the destruction of the temple, they were very stringent. And the rabbi told them, stop eating bread, stop drinking wine, stop drinking water, because all that was also used in the temple. So whatever Chazal say, that's what we do. We don't, as Ashkenazim, we don't eat chicken or meat throughout the 9 days. If a person has a need to eat chicken or meat for health reasons, such as if a person has low iron or something else, so then they should ask their local Orthodox rabbi. We would be lenient, probably, for most circumstances.
Oh, yeah. Fish, right?
Fish you could eat as much as you want.
Is
it beer or
mutar?
It's permitted. Yeah. Permitted. Yeah, very interesting, right?
It's not wine.
It's not
right.
Wine.
You still get a little bit of a pleasurable feeling.
For sure. Beer, so liquor. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, that's also permitted. It's wine that's prohibited. Yeah.
Seems less
classy,
other things.
What?
Seems like the other
bottles
are less classy, don't know? Less classy, like
wine's
like...
Yeah,
like,
okay.
But in terms of a mood elevator, that's why I think it's a lot.
Right.
But, you know, who's going
to
fight?
Grape juice?
Yeah. Same thing. We treat grape juice like wine. Yeah, we don't drink it during the 9 days. What? Havdalah, so... You make Avdallah and you drink the wine. What can you
but
do?
It's not necessary wine.
What?
It's not necessary wine for Avdallah.
What do you mean? So the Chatchila, we should use wine. No, you should use wine. So we don't eat meat during the 9 days. We don't even eat chicken soup. That the chicken was cooked in the soup. If a person says they don't want to eat meat even on Shabbos during the 9 days, so we don't do that. On Shabbos we do eat meat, we do drink wine, we don't do overt mourning on Shabbos.
Said they get like a leniency for chicken meat if they have, like, for example, iron deficiency.
Right, they should call their local Orthodox rabbi. What?
They have all these supplements today?
Let them call their local Orthodox rabbi.
Shabbos should be just as always. You shouldn't take any... And no difference whatsoever in terms of special food, special...
Yeah, we leave Shabbos as is. It says that even if Tisha B'Av would fall out on the Shabbos, sometimes it does, like last year, and it's pushed off to Sunday. So then on the Suda Shlishit, meaning your final meal of Shabbos, it says you could eat like King Solomon's meal. You could have pheasant, you could have everything, because it's Shabbos.
Does that mean even it goes into the night though?
Nah. If Tisha B'Av is Matzah Shabbos, then you can't.
What about laundering, like, you take your Shabbos clothes to the dry cleaner before
Shabbos? No. You shouldn't do that. No, we don't do that. We don't launder in honor of Shabbos. We don't give things to the dry cleaners at all during the 9 days. and
what? I think, but when it's not Shabbos, except for the wine.
Right. We don't. You're right that technically it should have been permitted to launder in honor of Shabbos. The halachic calculation should have concluded that it's permitted, but the custom is that it's prohibited. The custom is that we don't launder even for Shabbos. Yes?
Question in terms of laws, because we're talking about if, let's say, somebody vomits, and you said just wrap it up and put it away, but do you really have a shirt covered in vomit sitting there? You'll never... wear that shirt again.
That's what I said. So if it'll destroy the shirt, then...
So what else? Let's say on Shabbos, someone, we get food on our, you know, our Shabbos shirt, and it's just, we don't at least rinse it, we'll never use that, be able to use that shirt again.
I think that would be okay. I think that would be okay, but what I would say is that just clean the stain.
Yeah, just get rid of that. Yeah.
Right. On the night after Tisha B'Av, on the night of the 10th of Av, being that the temple was burning until midday of the 10th, so we have a custom to be a little bit stringent. Technically, it's more lenient than the 9 days. If there were any need to eat meat or to do laundry, one could. But if one can wait, so lechatchila, we do wait until the afternoon of the 10th. Yes? Okay, so that's the laws of the 9 days in a nutshell.
I don't know if you covered the showers.
Again?
Or, don't know if you covered it, but I was going a little bit late on this.